Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Acidia on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, presenting Father Nicholas Disposito, Vice Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Episode 2, Remedies of the Desert.
We are talking about acidia, and we began with a description of this vice, which is like a temptation to abandon the spiritual life because of the difficulties that are included in a solid spiritual life. For the monks of the desert, it meant a temptation to abandon the desert itself and that life of asceticism of prayer that the monks had chosen as a way to consecrate themselves to God. And we said that there are five things that are included in this vice of acidia, very dangerous things to which we are, and I say we because we can identify as monks. I mentioned that monks just means that you are a solitary or that you have a personal relationship with God in such a way that your own spiritual life depends on your cooperation with the grace that God is giving you. And so we are, in a way, like monks, and therefore when we read the writings of the Desert Fathers, for instance, we can learn a lot from their wisdom. So acidia was a problem for them, and it is a problem for us. The first thing that acidia tempted the monks with was instability and inconstancy, not to keep going in the observance of the rule. And again, we are tempted to abandon our holy resolutions. We saw that the remedy for this is tears, that is, like a child that presents himself to God with tears of compunction, and also saying to God, I cannot do this without your help. You are my Father, and I need you in order to accomplish this task, the spiritual life, which is a daily battle. So then, with those tears of compunction and of filial love and filial fear for God, you do receive a grace to be more constant and more faithful to your resolutions. Then the attachment to one's health, that's like kind of a naturalist way of seeing life, too much attachment to the present world and to the present way of life, that is caring more about healthy food and rest and all of the balance of a natural life, you may say, it can be bad, and was bad for the monks because it meant that they were tempted to abandon certain forms of asceticism, such as the fasting and other corporal mortifications. And it is also for us an excuse. Sometimes during Lent, for example, we feel like it's too much for us, and we place excuses not to observe Lent as it should be. And because today the laws of fasting in the church are a little relaxed, we take, again, we use that for our advantage, or we think it's our advantage, and we think, oh, I need the energy, I need this, I need that, so I will just do the minimum or just the fasting according to the law, but perhaps not so much according to its spirit. So the remedy for this kind of too much attachment to one's health is prayer and work, according to the monks. So again, not to abandon that union with God that happens in prayer when we are in silence, and only then we can listen to Him. He will give us actual graces when we are completely silent, when we don't let the world, the noise, distractions, busy our minds. Once the mind is empty, almost like a disposition for prayer too, then we see more clearly the things that God wants from us, the things that we should be doing, etc. And one of those things that we should be doing is a little more mortification of the body, because the body has to serve the soul, has to subordinate itself to the soul. The soul has to subordinate to the law of God. It's body to soul, soul to grace and the things of God, supernatural things.